Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hello, everyone.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Yo.
All right. Hey, everybody. What happened last time?
Made a deal with the
the devil.
A fiend.
A devil.
A devil dog.
A marine?
Named Despoiler.
He needs a dog. What are you talking about?
In exchange for the jewels, which we figured out were actually souls of the original occupants of the Twilight Domain, he helped us, the person we're looking for, and Bakari escape from there. And we... exited in a very cold location and told us to go north. That is the short version. Slightly longer version is 1,000 people worshipped a
dark god.
Dark god, and one of them got through to him.
What probably wasn't actually a god, but it was some kind of very powerful being. But they would refer to them as a lowercase god, you know?
Yep. And basically plunge that area into Twilight Zone.
Alright.
Hey guys, Mike here. Just letting you know, we had a little bit of audio difficulty recording this episode, so I do apologize. My voice didn't quite pick up the way we had hoped. Enjoy the show!
Hey, that's about as good as I can expect from anybody. So, you guys are in a very cold place.
Cool.
Approximately -50 cold. Hey, Colin, how long can humans survive at -50? Without coats and shit.
I'd probably say like 10 minutes at best.
It's a good thing I'm wearing medium tactical armor.
That you know, there's an insulation there. Yeah, you're gonna be you might be okay.
And then we get two people in light tactical.
One in light tactical, one in chain.
Mm-hmm. I think it got a small upgrade, didn't you, or no?
Somewhat.
It functions like the, you know, the suits that they can retract, but...
I thought it was treated like a splint.
Okay.
But yeah, so... Yeah, no, anyone with a suit is actually fine.
Chainmail.
Aw, poor Bedlam.
No, he has a suit.
Yeah, I have a suit. It has wings and a backpack with... As I open up my backpack and pull out my winter blanket.
Who do you wrap that around? Is it the guy made out of rock or the man who is in tattered robes? Or yourself?
I look and see if I have other blankets.
Hold it to keep warm.
Yeah, actually, it isn't. It's hot, it's one point of hot. You don't have a way to, like, funnel it somewhere?
Wait, we have elemental cells. Energy cells.
Who has a fire cell? Did anybody buy one? You bought one?
Yeah,
you did. I bought all the flavors of energy cells.
Then, yeah, you could
all
just...
All the basic ones.
You could literally, turn that, activate it, and just let it generate heat into the fucking ether, or put it in the blanket, and he'd be fine.
I grabbed my cell phone. Hey, Jen, are you there?
I give him the energy cell to warm up.
Of course, Damon.
Ping my location. Where am I?
I'm not sure. You're bouncing off a satellite on the south and on the southern hemisphere, though.
Would you might say Antarctica? Because it feels like it's -50 right now.
Searching for temperatures below -30.
Is it light? Is it light out?
I should describe where you guys are. You are in a cavern made out of ice. Behind you is a black stone archway that is, you know, nothing. And you see leading away from you, there is a long, snaking ice path. Yeah. Looks like it was not carved so much as it was melted. She says, either Antarctica or... Northern Illinois.
Wow.
Makes sense.
As anyone who's ever lived in Northern Illinois, I understand that shit is a normal temperature in the winter.
But yeah, we know it's September, so it's not winter.
So. All
right, so any chance we could have a rescue team come pick us up?
Nearest rescue team, assuming you're on in Antarctica, is 3 hours away.
Yeah, we will have to find our own way out of here then.
I mean, can't we just, like, hole up in this cave? Where this is probably the best spot for miles.
It's also negative 50, so we're going to freeze to death here.
Outside, there's wind. It's going to be even colder outside.
Oh, if depending on where you are then, Dr. Guy, there are a couple of research bases. I believe. Hold on. Claw Laboratories has a research...
Claw Technologies.
No. Subsect, Claw Laboratories, has a research station about a quarter mile from the South Pole.
So how likely do you think it'll be for us to be able to trek a quarter mile in summer gear in negative 50 degree weather, including wind chill?
Are you asking Jen?
Yeah.
Assuming you have Claw Tech suits.
Not all of us have suits.
Yeah.
Anyone with a Claw Tech suit should be able to survive at least an hour and a half. I don't know. Anyone with less than that, I don't know. I could run the numbers.
Yeah. I'm going to start casting Ascending.
What sources of heat do you have?
We Power have cell. Some heat fire energy cells.
How many?
I have one. How many do you guys have?
I got regular energy cells.
I ain't going to do dick. Now you could burn two of those out to charge the fire one once.
Which is what we might end up doing. But...
So, we have cloth. We have energy cells. Why not just make, like, a roughshod tent? And we have Tangler grenades. We can create, like, a little nest here. All bundle up and stay safe.
That's an option. I don't know how successful you'll be. Hold on. There's a note in your file. Does Zeus owe you a favor?
Checking notes.
Yes.
I mean...
Oh, we have so a favor from Claw. Corwin.
Right.
Zeus said, yeah, he kind of does, but, I mean, he kind of
helped us
get the job with the FSA. So.
Zaya owes you a favor?
Yes.
Let me loop him into the call. No, I'm sorry. So, about 15 seconds later. Jen, who are we talking to now?
Zaya, this is Damon.
The shooty boy? Yeah, the pistolier guy, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of trapped in Antarctica right now.
That sucks. How can I help you?
Well, considering yesterday we literally talked to him and we were in Chicago.
Yeah.
Or Riverside.
Riverside City?
He was in Chicago. But still, that was yesterday. We get around.
Any chance you can remote any of your vehicles from your Claw Laboratories to our current location?
That's a secret base. How did you know of it? How did you know about it?
A certain friend.
Damn it, Jen. I thought we talked about this. But they were dying. We're going to talk about this later, Jen. Fine.
Can you redirect a vehicle to escort some of our non-winter-geared people because we randomly teleported here?
I can't get an exact GPS ping on you. I can get you within 100 miles, but that's... once you get on the surface, I got a shot at it, but I don't know how long it'll take to get to you.
Well, so
this is the most inhospitable place on Earth. I could probably get you someone in an hour, maybe.
We'll see what we can do. I will head towards the surface and see if you can get a ping off of my location, and then... We'll keep the ones that are less cold resistant, you know, out of the wind.
Okay, so you walk up it for probably at least 20 minutes through this winding path. It's almost like the person didn't know where they were going, or whatever the hell made this tunnel didn't know where it was going.
Okay,
and eventually you notice you're going down, not up.
Mm. Okay.
Eventually, you find your way into...
I have a thought as to what made this, and I don't want to say it.
Well, I'm interested in what you're hearing, because I know where you're going now. But
Purple Worm?
Remoraz.
I thought about it, but I wasn't going to do it to you.
Thank you.
Just imagine if it was a Purple Worm.
Remoras is more dangerous.
Okay.
In this environment.
Imagine if we can take these people that were stuck in a different freaking place in time and space. If we could get them back to Riverside City, wouldn't that be nice instead of making us do a battle?
I'm working on it, okay? Take a deep breath.
I know it was you.
All right.
Well, I'm going to cast Sending and try to send a message to Grimoire.
Your spell bounces.
Do I still expend the slot?
I pick a number 1 through 12.
6.
No. You do not expend the spell. You eventually, you look up and you see the runes carved in the ice. The whole pathway is traced with runes.
And I walked off on my own. Fuck.
Yep. Instead of taking somebody with you.
So you walked for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I assumed you took Bedlam for some reason in my head.
Okay. if now that we have the vehicle option, I would say okay, fine. I would give up on holding out there. We have a vehicle coming if potentially.
If we can find a way to get signal.
Yeah.
It's a miracle you even got to Jen. And even that the spell connection wasn't very good, but magic is just bouncing off. So you finally make your way 20 minutes through winding paths, and you find yourself...
I ritual cast a spell.
What spell?
Tiny hut.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful in there.
You're a dick.
It's a balmy 70 degrees, you know, and...
I just realized I had it prepared.
Yes!
Tiny hut, tiny hut, tiny hut, tiny hut, tiny hut, tiny hut, tiny hut. So you've walked probably about a mile and a half at this point.
Right.
No, more than, but it's windy, so you probably walked 5 miles, but you're only a mile and a half from them. And you look down, and you finally, it kind of brightens a little bit. You're like, oh yes, I'm getting to the fucking surface. And you get to the edge of this like, depression, you know, open area. You look down, and there is a full-on city down here.
Huh.
I'm talking like, enough for 10,000 people to live here.
Huh. Well,
everything is carved out of bedrock. It's very the windows are made out of ice.
It's still cold.
Can be carved out of bedlam instead of bedrock.
So Jonah wasn't crazy about the lizard people living in Antarctica.
Why am I stuck with him?
No, he went with.
No, I know, but that's what I like to think that weasel's thinking.
You don't see a single living person, but it is a full on. I mean, I'm talking. This is a city. There are streets. There are like a river where there's water, and it is water, not ice, flowing. And as soon as it leaves, it like goes through into bedrock and then goes away. There are what looks like schools, at least one very large school, way bigger than that.
I know, but that's like an actual like.
I know it's a thing.
You've seen it before.
The ice hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is a like a legitimate city.
Is it
under the ice?
Warm?
When you walk inside, yeah, it's like, it's not warm. It's probably like 50, but. Okay. But it's like as soon as you walk into past that line, it goes from negative 50 to 50. You like burst out into sweat. You're like, oh my god!
I know a character that would love
so
it here.
So I'll send telepathically back to these guys Winter. That, hey, so I found a city, and it's warm.
I think he has. He's.
I think he's lost it.
I think he has lost it.
Because we're warm right now.
Yeah. What does he do?
Wait, so I can't reach them.
No, Tiny Hut doesn't stop it.
Tiny Hut's a different plane.
No.
No, it's not. It's a pocket of another plane, but it's not. It's not another plane.
It's like an open bag of holding.
A 10-foot radius, immovable dome of force springs in existence around you and above you.
Oh, shit. Sorry. My nose is going to hurt. Okay. But no, all it does is it's climate controlled inside. That's all it is. It's not a different plane. I think in older editions it might have been a different plane.
The atmosphere inside the space is comfortable and dry, and regardless of the weather outside.
You're still sitting on ice, but like you lay a blanket down, you're good.
Well, I haven't found a way up yet, but Yeah, no, this area is warm. There's water.
Is there an opening at the top in the city?
It does look like there is...
Where's the light?
It is perfectly clear ice, and there is sunlight above, but it looks like 100 foot of ice.
Is there any way for him to send us what he sees?
Yeah, telepathic bond.
Okay.
I thought that was just vocal.
No, you can share thought. You can share thoughts. You can share images.
You see my comfortable sphere. I can hold up to 9 medium people.
10.
9.
It's 10 plus 9 plus you.
9 creatures of medium size, including the dome with you.
So I guess with 10. You, so 10.
Yeah.
I've used the spell a lot.
You send that, and you receive a picture of Weasel flipping you off.
You just see Damon relaxing.
Yeah, chilling out, Max, and relaxing, all cool. Luna's in a what is that?
Hammock.
Yeah.
Hey, I found an actual city. Come on.
No, it's a legit city. It doesn't look like very modern though. It looks probably.
I don't care. It's a city.
We're on our way.
I'm gonna start poking around and
are the seeing streets what I can. Obsidian.
No, but I'm curious why you thought that.
Oh, no, that's just like a classic Eldritch horror. The obsidian rock.
No, it's... Yeah. The streets are made out of... are just carved bedrock.
Okay.
Well, Weasel's gonna start poking around.
And when you look at it, it looks like the carvings may not be... They're not by tools.
Hmm.
It's magically carved. It's too perfect.
Okay.
I mean, the joints are all seamless. The windows are perfect. You know, and...
Okay. So, Paul, is there anything stopping me? I want to try running up the walls of this dome. I'm going to be slow at first to make sure I just don't slip on the ice and fall.
Yep, you're fine.
Okay. So are we going to start exploring the city?
I'm fine with that.
I'm starting to bring the rest of the people with.
You leave the dome of warmth.
Yep.
You go to the top?
Yeah. Is there anything, would I be able, are there any runes on the top of the ice?
This whole place is coated in runes.
Shoot.
If you could read magic, which you can't, I would tell you what they do, but you can't read magic. Who here can read magic?
I'm sharing my vision.
So. If you give me a long rest, I can switch that up.
Read magic isn't a spell anymore. It's just a thing you can. If you can cast spells, you can do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, too bad I don't know power, not spells.
It's essentially, if you're proficient in Arcana, have
comprehend language up.
It's proficiency in Arcana or comprehend languages would do it.
Definitely.
So,
not me.
Any particular messages?
Those runes are all about security and protection and. What's the word? You can't see. These are not the droids you're looking for. Diversion. I mean, these are fucking powerful runes of, we're not here. Don't look at us. But they're all pointed outwards.
Okay.
And I'm talking if you look at it with the tip magic, if you had it, it would be look away. Look not at them.
Yeah, oddly enough, I didn't take detect magic, but I did take dispel magic.
How the fuck's that gonna work?
Good question. That's something I'm gonna have to rectify.
On the way
get
down
rectify.
Then.
What?
On the way down, then, I'm just gonna glide down and just get a good look at everything in the city, just to create a map for everyone, at least a mental one.
Yeah, so, you're going to find there's two residential districts, and then there's what looks like a richer section, which is bigger houses, and then a poorer section. And then there's a section that was behind a big wall of stone, which when you look at the top, it is coated in different runes. And when you try and fly over it, you actually get pushed away by a wall of wind. And you can't go across the pillar of where those four stone walls are. You cannot go between there. You bounce off it. You deflect off it. You cannot go through it. But you can use it as an updraft to keep flying if you'd like.
I'm just trying to do this to look around and give us our party. See if there's anyone alive. just and let people know that, hey, people are flying around in the sky. What's going on over there? If anyone does,
make a perception check.
Look up. That's a 13.
6 plus 7 or
6 plus 7.
Okay. You don't notice. You notice that there are besides the two residential and the one and like the one district you can't even enter. There's also a what looks like a temple district. I mean, there's a bunch of different. There's at least two or three different buildings that if you had to think about them, you'd think of them as like churches, not like Christian churches, but like places of worship. You know, there's a lot of trappings on them and different gemstones and shiny bits.
So what sort of culture does it look like? Is it Egyptian, Greek, South American?
Roll history. European?
Since he's also sharing what he's seeing, can I roll history?
No, you'll get to see it. Roll it when you get there.
But sharing what he's
17.
So I'm going to answer him, then I'm going to tell you why that's not gonna be a good idea for you. With 17, it has a passing resemblance to like a Mediterranean culture, but okay. Not.
Okay.
The reason why you wouldn't want to be looking at what he's showing you right now would be it replaces your sight, so you just crash into a fucking wall. Oh no! Oh fuck! And you don't know.
Wow, this is really interesting. Funk.
Yeah, exactly. Like walk, walk, walk. Bam! Son of a bitch.
You have trouble texting while walking. You're gonna try and.
I don't have trouble texting and walking.
Yeah. All right, but yeah. So you finally make your way in. And do you have anything else you want to look at in particular, Bedlam? Or are you good for now?
I'll Weasel. Join up again.
Weasel, what are you doing?
Looking for loot. I mean, there's nobody here, so I'm just like, all right, anything good I can take? CC wants a souvenir.
You find... What district are you looking in?
I mean...
There's the bigger houses, the smaller houses, or the temple-looking thing, or the giant wall with a big-ass gate.
I think we're all going to check out the giant wall together, but we're going to start with the rich area.
Okay. So roll me a investigation check.
Pervestigation?
Investigation.
So plus zero?
Yeah, I'm not the one who made a rogue with a plus zero investigation.
Total of 9.
You're going to find the occasional, like, weird carving. You find one that's particularly nice. It looks a little bit like a sun.
Right next to it, you see the one that looks like a daughter.
No. No, you don't. There's one that looks like a moon next to it, though.
Okay. And I'll grab them and bring them with. They're souvenirs. For Cece.
Yeah, they're like the size of like a... Like, I don't know, 2 inches by 2 inches by 2 inches, roughly.
Okay.
And they're pretty intricate. Like, you can tell it's a sun. It's got like little like wisps like carved into it to make it look like a ball of gas. Like,
okay.
Like, this is... The thing is, everything here looks ancient. Like, thousands of years old. So, Damien, you're finally going to arrive while they're kind of, like, looking around. And when you step through, where your tattoos used to be, ache for a second. And you actually do see, like, a spark run through them for a second, then go away.
Hang on. Does this place kind of look familiar?
A little bit.
I guess it could be an ancestral home.
Or an ancestral hideaway. Yeah. Or a...
A lost sash house, kind of.
More of a bastion, like a final holding place, or I want to say like the final redoubt, but that's not it. Like where you know but they'd hold the line. Yeah, it's like the place where you go if everything had truly gone to shit and you needed some place to be that was safe and so that you could try and rebuild and, you know, go back to the good fight. you have never even heard stories about this. Even if you roll, you've never even heard of a story or anything about this. This is older. It's a tingle. Like, it's not like a direct, this is your people. But there is definitely something here that is resonating with you. And you hear that little voice in your head that you occasionally have and says, you found one.
What is it?
She doesn't respond.
Okay. I found it. All right.
Yeah. So you look around and you see you see like the most ancient places you've been of your kind, like your family and like your people. You read along the ridge, like leading in, and it says Nephilim. As a Nephilim, the home of the Nephilim.
Okay.
And you actually feel different seals breaking as you walk through.
Seals as in the glyphs?
Somewhere in here. Yeah, there's something in here that's unlocked because you showed up.
I will definitely head in that general direction if I can. You want an investigation to try to find it?
Please. Bedlam, can you roll me, can you call a number on D12?
Six. Good old six.
Oh, no, now you're good. I got a two.
I rolled a 13 plus 9 for 22.
Eventually, you do find your way down towards the walled-off section. Initially, you're like, obviously go to the temples. Like, that was your first instinct. You go there, and you're like, that's where an outsider would go to look. But you know that your people are very much knowledge-related, knowledge-based. And there's no way they'd leave knowledge unprotected. So you go straight for the wall. You go straight to the giant gates.
I signal for us to join.
And on the giant gates, there is a symbol very similar to what you're used to seeing that means ethereal, but it's different.
I will actually say her name out loud.
Nothing happens.
I will place my hand on the wall.
A giant, like, made out of a white symbol appears, and in Celestial, it reads Bariel.
Okay, religion?
Absolutely.
I was going to joke and say Arcana, or Nature.
Would also work, but I'd give you a different answer.
18 plus 12 for 30.
That is a, would have been a sibling or a fellow warrior with ethereal. Would have come down with her, but they would have gone at different. Your family, what was very, it was, were hunters. These were scholars. Protect the knowledge.
Can I think of a way to get through said door?
Pretty easily, yeah. What hasn't been said to these doors in years?
Boreal.
The door goes. And, like, it sounds like compressed air. It's not, but it sounds like it. As a wave of wind just blasts out. Colin, are you still flying? Or Bedlam, are you still flying? Mm-hmm. Are you still flying around? Or did you land?
I landed near him.
Oh, good. Because if you weren't.
Like, after I was done gliding around, after him doing all this, I probably would have.
Okay, good.
Gotten done.
You, each of you is, like, knocked back a couple paces by the giant blast of wind. If you've been in the air, it would have been going to smack you on the wall. Just. Hold on, windshield.
Bye.
And fall 100 feet, and let's see how much damage that does.
He's got snowfall. He's fine.
He would have been fine. 8 minus 32 on 10d6. Yeah, I would have done like 10 at best. So yeah, but yeah, you hear. And then you hear a gust of like wind flooding in.
All right. Guys, ready to enter?
Inside, you see a single large square building.
Don't touch anything. Please.
Hey, aren't we the only two people here so far?
There's six of us.
Where's Bakari when I was in the bathroom?
He is mostly just following you guys, looking at this place like, this looks really familiar. Hello. But he's not saying anything really. He's mostly just following. I'm gonna say he's carrying Leo.
Okay.
And keeping him safe.
wrapped in a blanket.
Do I need to actually put hit points into Leo?
He's at full health. He's just...
Okay. He's just exhausted.
I'm sorry. He's at full health he can have. His maximum health is currently...
Halved or something.
Halved, like I believe, yeah. So like,
5 ranks of exhaustion will do that.
I think he's got like 20 hit points, 25 hit points maybe.
Okay. We continue forward.
Okay.
I'm leading the way.
After thinking about it, Bakari says, "Are you one of them?" This is just this is him to you in ancient Egyptian, or no? He knows you speak Latin.
Latin.
He's in Latin. He says, "Are you one of them?"
Depends on what them is, but probably
the guard, which is, you know, is an old fucking term for what you guys are.
Then yes,
we'll need to speak after this.
If you so choose.
I may have known one of your ancestors. Or many of your ancestors. I may know people you know, okay? And where some of them might be. Oh, well, at least as of 50 years ago or so.
Yeah. You might have missed out on a few major events.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
He kind of like brushes you off like this is more interesting. So there's a giant building with made out of black stone that doesn't even match the bedrock. It is, and you see thin lines of golden metal running through it, which anyone who knows my worlds knows what that is, but it is a staple.
Electrum.
No.
Your worlds, as you said.
Everyone who's ever played in one of my worlds knows I have a particular kind of metal.
Yeah, the electrum, the magic deflecting material.
It's not electrum, but it's I literally just call it it's rune metal.
Yeah. In one of my previous ones with you running it, you called it that. The only one I had with you.
Yeah, that remember. Was the last session.
It's rune metal. Yeah. I didn't call it electrum.
So we approach the
hold on. Luna, what are you doing?
I'm with them.
Okay, what are you doing though?
I'm with them. Following them. I was told not to touch anything, so I'm not touching anything.
Meanwhile, I'm like tucking the sun and moon carvings deeper into one of my pockets. Like,
you did it before you even got there.
Rule
14. You want me to roll sleight of hand?
It'd be perception versus his sleight of hand. I don't usually do inter-party rolling. If you think you hit it well enough, he wouldn't see you. I'm not gonna make him roll. I'm not gonna let him roll.
I rolled a total of 16.
I start at a 14, and that's if I roll a 1.
I got no chance. I got a total of +2.
Okay, so yeah, no. Yeah,
sleight of hand, +13.
Yeah, you don't bother rolling. It's fine. I took
the moon carving for somebody else, not Cece.
That's nice.
For Sokka's girlfriend?
Can I give your sister a present?
Yes.
Her name's Luna?
Yeah, no.
When we get home.
I thought you were talking about the girl.
No.
Yeah, she is nothing.
Saw there was a moon carving. I was just like, okay, I'm taking that too.
Okay, so yeah, you enter into this place and
I need a third souvenir. Damn it!
I'm not used to having this many people like give a shit about. Wait, yes, you are. Oh, yes, I am. Never mind. This is Luna thinking. I'm not used to caring about this many people. And Deimos is like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, family. Wonderful people, aren't they?
You can't live with them.
And they try to murder you.
And they try to murder you regularly.
You and I have very different experiences with family.
So, but yeah, you're seeing things like in here, there's between these things, there are the traditional like sparring dummies, and there's a like a fountain, you know, that contains water that'll heal you. Like this is just like the compound you grew up in.
Do I think that water would heal the levels of exhaustion?
Not a chance in hell. Would you be able to drink it and go to full hit points? Absolutely.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind though.
Is anyone hurt?
Luna, have a drink.
I am down.
Luna is the only one that was hurt.
I was hurt
you
too.
You were hurt, but you healed.
Yeah. I used two first level slots.
I'm down 2 hit points.
Go take a sip of every sip of water is a D4 hit points.
I'm down nothing.
I will take a sip of water.
I'm at 47 out of 58.
So you go guzzle like a half a cup or two of water. And you're full health.
Okay.
I'll have a sip. Just bring it.
No, it's myself. It is just a little bit minorly magical water. If you put it in a bottle, it stops being magical.
I thought I was going to be like, ooh, free health potions.
No. Yeah, as soon as it like touches something that's not your hand or like or like something that like you scoop the water to your lips, it loses its magic. You put it in a glass and it loses its magic. It's like literally something living.
Basically, so if it's away from the stockpile for more than 5 seconds, it's depowered.
No, like literally, like if it touches anything that's inorganic and alive, so like if you had water skin made out of animal skin, it's not gonna fly. Alive.
Animate the wineskin.
Not actually alive.
I cast water shape.
What if we use the rune metal to make a jar and we carry it around? Yeah, in there?
If you could figure out how to shape rune metal, you'd be rich as fuck.
In any case, we're moving up towards the rune metal building.
Yeah, now you know that there will be a weapon stockpile on the other side. Yeah. If there's anything in it, you don't know. But there will be one.
And we'll head there eventually. Eat.
Okay.
Me continue?
Yep. So you walk up to the big-ass doors.
Yep. I knock.
Is it a special knock?
No. I already got past the main security door.
About 12 seconds later, something knocks back.
I will go into code now.
Okay. And then
I'm a son. I will announce out in Latin. I am a son of Ethereal. I am here seeking knowledge.
In a very, I want to say old sounding voice, but not like you'll understand why in a second. You hear, children of Ethereal never seek knowledge, only war.
I have given up that part of me.
Are you willing to prove it?
I am.
Place your hand on the door.
And I do.
And a circular rune appears, like, right where you're about to place it.
I continue.
A spike of runic metal shoots through your hand, out a foot.
Ow!
6 inches. Like, it's out, like,
still,
you know.
Ow!
And you feel a draw of blood. You lose a D4 hit points, but you'll go take a sip. You'll be fine. I'm not going to make you roll it.
That was only a D4?
As the rest of us all just kind of drop dagger into combat positions.
And he will say, no. Does it pierce through my temporary hit points then?
Oh, it obliterates your temporary hit points. Like, you took a D4 of actual damage.
Okay.
Like, you feel as that energy is, like, sucked out of you. It casts to dispel magic, which it isn't magic, but it's effectively magic. It's anti-magic. That's what it is. And it does a D4 of actual hit points. You get the back from the fountain. And it says, well, you didn't lie. And you are a child of Ethereal. You got more of a feel of my kind on you now, though. Or of my people, though.
Burial?
Correct. Please, how many companions do you have with you?
There are 5 other besides myself.
And can you speak to their
do you speak English?
Tendencies?
One I have a assortment of companions. One I've just recently met, one I've known
anyone you can't speak to on the topic of their, what's the word? Respect for knowledge. Well, we need to remain in the antechamber.
All right, so that just leaves me and Leo.
And Luna.
What's our intelligence score?
No, essentially, are you proficient in history, is what he's looking for.
Okay.
That's it.
That was a very unique way of phrasing it, because it sounded like people who are just going to fuck around.
Specifically, it's proficiency in history that I care about. Because if you're proficient in history, you gave enough of a fuck about history to learn it.
Okay. I'll be sitting outside.
So that makes Three to four of us.
Vakari nods.
That makes four of us.
Yeah, he was kind of there.
Yeah, he kind of got it by default. He lived it. And the door opens, and there is a... It looks like a suit of full plate made out of runic metal.
Damn. That's, that is Damon's response.
Okay.
If you have it in dwarf size.
If you were to equate a value to that, you'd own most of Chicago. if you could figure out a way to sell it, you know?
So I figure Bedlam and I are, Bedlam and Weasel are told to wait outside.
Basically.
Yes.
No, you're let inside and there are, like, comfortable looking chairs, like, old, like,
and child
pretty
puzzles.
Rough, but comfortable looking
toys,
like chairs, like
Highlight magazine.
It looks like a children's dentist office.
Yes,
yep. Where you slide the blocks along the rails.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's like a chess set, or no, like a go set. There's a like basically like if you can imagine like children's games from 2,000 years ago, that's probably about what's there.
So the remainder of the time they're in there, Weasel's going to be trying to figure that shit out. Like, how does this work?
But yeah, so he leads back anyone, the other four of you. So Leo, and Leo's like catatonic. He's not really paying attention. But he is. But Bakari carries him back.
Should they leave him out with us by the couches instead of carrying him around?
I'll take care of him. That's the
caretaker.
Armored knight. Says,
I view him more as a caretaker.
That would be a better word. The caretaker says, I'll take care of him. And he walks back to a book.
Well, there goes my chance of winning a game.
can you win a game versus... Yeah, the only game you can win is against somebody that's catatonic.
Yeah.
So he actually walks back and pulls from a shelf five pretty massive looking rubies.
Great Arresto.
And he goes, hold on. Touches one. Gets her. And over the course of 30 seconds, Leo goes from looking like complete shite to looking totally fine.
Welcome back to the land of the living.
I still don't feel good. But I feel better than I have in a long time.
Glad to hear it, friend.
There's some water out there if you're thirsty. It's apparently really good water.
You're not. He's already walked back. He says,
"This is all party, Link."
Yeah. as soon as they leave, your line is cut.
Go away by the children's play area.
You still have Colin to keep you company.
Yeah, come on. We can figure out how to play Go.
Leo says, "I'll be right back," and he disappears.
Teleportation magic. Yeah.
A couple seconds later, he comes back. His mouth is like, his whole head is wet. He said, I was really thirsty. So he just dunked his head in the fountain, took a big sip, and then it came out. He shakes his hair, his longer than usual hair. And, you know, I imagine him with like shaggy brown hair, like dark brown. And it's, like, usually he's pretty clean cut because of who his dad is. But it's longer than that because he's been on the run or trapped, so it's grown out a little bit. And he shakes that out, and then as you watch, the little particles of water just disappear off of him. He presses digitation to clean.
Yep.
He says, well, I'm ready and willing to learn. And the caretaker looks at him and says, I believe you. And I don't say that about many people. He looks at you, Luna, and says... I might have something for you here, too.
Ooh.
And then he continues walking. You guys follow him?
Yep.
So he leads you guys back through... I mean, this building is bigger on the inside. by a lot, from what you can tell. It looks like it goes for miles. And outside it was 100 foot. Like, it was a big building. This is a... And think of the library from The Librarians. It just keeps going. or Warehouse 13, like a big ass fucking thing.
It's as big as you need it to be.
It's as big as it needs to be. And he keeps leading, and he points, and he says that's from Babylon, and he says that's from ancient Egypt, and he looks at Bakari, and Bakari just shakes his head real fast, and then he keeps walking. That's, you know, from Xerxes, and that's from it's the greatest hits of history, but it's nothing newer than like 400 AD. No, there are the gates of Troy. There are the Trojan horse, like the smoking remains of it, not smoking, but like the charred remains of it. The like all these historical objects, you see a section that's labeled like it's all labeled in a language that you can read. Like even if you if you only speak English, everyone can read it. It's written in a language that is designed to be read. It's you're under the effects of comprehend languages and tongues right now. You don't know it, but it's the Tower of Babel. If anyone doesn't know, the Tower of Babel is a mythical place that, well, no matter when you go in, anyone can talk to anyone and anyone can read anything, because it would be the perfect society if we all could understand each other. It's a historical, like, mythical place. And you see something, an area labeled Fae.
Ooh.
And see, the caretaker looks back at you, and you can hear a smile in his voice. He says, I thought you might be interested.
I promise I won't touch anything.
And he just lets you walk back there.
No, she runs.
He says, no running.
Sorry.
She can't run. She's got tiny legs.
That doesn't mean she can't run. It just means she doesn't run fast. actually, he's like, you know, never mind. We should follow her just to be sure. When you go back, you find book after book after book describing, like, the scene you saw of your ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
But not exactly that scene, but different people and different fairies. And then you do find a mention of your ancestor. Do you remember their name? Yeah, either way, but it's...
Glimmer, Glitter, or something.
Yeah, it was something Glimmerwing, something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, you see her name, and you see, you know, listed as her as being missing. Is not dead, but just, like, not around.
Hmm.
Probably just went back to the Feywild.
Yeah.
But it mentions, you know, how she went and she saved a lot of people after meeting your ancestor.
Good.
And you find there is a little tiny statuette,
mm-hmm,
that looks identical to her.
Aww.
And he says, that was put there for you.
Well, thank you.
No, really. Like, it's labeled. If you look at the bottom, it says, it's, okay. Like, if you look underneath it, it literally says Luna.
The Great.
No, it just says Luna.
But that's her name, Luna the Great.
Oh, it would have her actual name, you know, what she thinks of herself as. Mm. It says Luna the Great right underneath it.
Mm.
You're welcome.
It says,
thank you.
Everything in here is put there for somebody.
Yeah.
We didn't know who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Nothing for me.
You don't respect knowledge.
I do.
Not enough.
Because I don't study it doesn't mean I don't respect it.
Not enough to study it. It's kind of a Benny if you're proficient in history, you know, which I guess history is a good thing to proficient in my world anyway. But
yeah, I even have expertise in it.
Expertise in all of them.
I don't have expertise in investigation.
Correct.
How's their puzzle going?
That's what it is. There's a ton of really cool puzzles. Man, they're like stone chips and shit, so there's no edges to fit together, so they're really hard. You gotta base it purely on the image. Roll me two intelligence checks, guys. One for each of you. Not you, Rob.
I'm pulling up something else for them.
Just,
Yeah, man. I leave.
What'd you get?
Nat 1.
What'd you get, Colin?
Nat 20.
He manages to finish a puzzle that you fucked up, but because what you fucked up was actually just putting like a whole section in upside down, like backwards.
No, I like to imagine that they're on the floor doing this puzzle, and Weasel just goes, "Screw this!" throws the puzzles down, and then Bedlam's just sitting there, just methodically putting the puzzle together, and then goes, "Oh, look, I did it."
Yeah, and the neat part about the puzzle is that when you finish it, it is in the exact shape of the Boreal symbol, the angel symbol.
I wouldn't have put it on there, but yes, I have seen that one.
All right, so they lead the rest of you back.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, so
Weasel has left the building and he's out looking for another souvenir.
Okay.
He doesn't give a shit anymore.
Natalie, what the effect of that little figurine is, as an action, you can turn it into a little fairy and it will fly over and you say, you know, heal. And it will fly over and it will heal for 48 plus 5. 4d8 plus 5 once per day. And it's within 60 feet.
You may want to write that down.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
What kind of action do you use it?
It's an action.
That's an action. Okay.
It's like healing. It's a bonus action.
But 4d8, that is good.
48 plus 5.
I was assuming it's like the summon fairy, fae spell. Mm-mm. Tasha's. But yeah, no, I like that more. That's one hell of a way to get somebody off the ground.
It's a bonus action once a day. Just get up. Get the fuck up. So, they leave the rest of you back there, and Bakari looks longingly at the ancient Egyptian section. Like, he stares at it for a long time, and then he shakes his head and he says, and you hear him mutter under his breath, it's not my place anymore. It's not my place anymore. And he ignores it completely. Like, after that, he just locked eyes. Leo is, like, literally darting about, like, he needs to know. He has procured out of someone's bag a bag of, like, jerky. Like,
oh, yeah. I would have given him snacks if I had some.
Weasel would have had, like, a shit ton of snacks.
Yeah. Yes. If you know your best friend well enough, you know when what he likes, and you'd have something for him. Especially if you're planning on going to rescue him.
You keep leading your way deeper and deeper into this place, and finally you come to what looks like it's a black box, like 10 foot by 10 foot, with a single silver door, single golden metal door. And he says, "I'm not allowed in there."
Am I?
I don't know. I was told the door would open when it was meant to.
I will go up to it.
I know that it's meant for one person and one person alone.
I go up to it.
It won't hurt you. You can try.
Go right ahead. Brains over bronze, right?
You touch the door, you feel a slight tingle, but nothing happens. Door doesn't open.
Okay.
Leo like starts up and touches it. It's like a tingle a little, but nothing special.
Oh, let's get the Funko Loompa.
Bakari says, "It's not for me." So there's a door.
So I go up to it.
Yep.
You grab onto it. I open it.
A pair of symbols appear, and you feel your hand like locked to the door. A symbol of ethereal on top, and then above your hand, and a symbol below your hand of boreal, and a door and a door handle appear, like, and you feel the door click, and the door opens. There's a wall of golden light preventing you from seeing inside.
I will walk through it.
You guys see the golden door slam shut, like, immediately after it passes through.
I don't see us.
I'm talking to mostly Natalie. I am one with the door, like, slam shut, like,
pop! Right in my eyes.
I am one with the light, and the light is with thee.
You go inside, and there's a table with three chairs. The two chairs are side by side, and then there's a chair on the other side.
All right, I will proceed to head up to it. I will sit down in one of the chairs.
Okay. And as you sit down, you get you feel something inside you kind of like, I don't want to say break, because that would be a bad thing. Release?
Yeah.
And with that, I think it's time to end. You guys have heard our outros enough times that I don't feel the need to subject you to them again. Only thing I'm going to say is, hey, if you enjoy our podcast, if you could, you know, find us on Patreon and give us a listen, or find us on Patreon and, you know, donate, or give us, leave a review on whatever podcasting service you use to listen to us. We'd really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to giving you guys more, you know, more content. And I think we're really enjoying ourselves. We're finally hitting our stride as far as like understanding how things work as podcasters now. I mean, none of us had ever done this before, really. So now that we're finally hitting our stride, I think it's things are looking up. With that, I think we're ready to say goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.